Blog Talk Radio.
In the words of Tony Brown for Tony Brown's Journal, may God grant me the words to speak his thoughts. Hello, hello, hello. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah to you and yours. All listeners and supporters of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports here on blogtalkradio.com with Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Again, this is the third, this is another test show, audio mode only right now, and so it's more of a commentary style, right, type show. Looking forward to kicking off. Hopefully we'll be kicking the show off on the first, next Sunday, the 1st of January, New Year's Day, able to chat and you'll be able to call in also. I'm getting too tired. Oh, my God. I thought I'm really good, huh? But I'm just thinking ahead. It's audio version only, but we'll be looking forward to when we can do full-fledged shows and you can chat me in the chat room and call in and guests can come on and calls can call in because we have so much to talk about, so many hot topics, and with the holiday season right here, we're celebrating right now, right? Happy Hanukkah to everyone that are celebrating Hanukkah, and Merry Christmas, and Kwanzaa is beginning, so in the new year, 2017, are you setting new goals? Are you creating New Year's resolutions? I am creating and have created New Year's resolutions. I do recycle some, and then I do have new ones, too. And there have been years where I'm like, okay, I'm no need. You know, really, but really when you say no, I think those of us that consciously say we do not create New Year's resolutions, I do think we seek for improvement in to live in a more positive light and to add pluses and not take away from my life, right? In a way, we do set goals and resolutions, but we just don't, I'm going to set this goal and have this done. But I've always been goal-oriented and goal-driven, and so I'm recycling goals and New Year's resolutions. And I must say, I do achieve, and then I do have my setbacks, and that's when we recycle some, right? But definitely we will be talking about our New Year's resolutions as soon as we're producing full-fledged shows. And I have so many friends that are experts in those areas. Because when we set goals, we usually think about making more money or being happier and healthier. This is what my mother and I talk about. I know my mom and I are the one couple. Talking about, a couple that look like they have it all. My mom and I noticed that Garth Brooks and his wife, Trisha Yearwood, they set the example of being happy and healthy. You know, they've been appearing, of course, during the holiday season on different shows, but I know we were watching the show and my mom made a comment like, they are a happy and healthy couple. And, you know, regardless of who you are, a celebrity couple or not, an individual, I mean, that's our goal, right? And I know I'm always writing throughout social media and also in conversation talking about being happier and healthier. So I think that's a goal that all of us set, most of us. But I know my mother and I made that comment. We were watching them on Good Morning America or something, and she said they are a happy and healthy couple, you know? And, you know, that's amazing when you can see that. And I had someone in my life that in the 90s, a guy I was dating, and I know one thing that he would always say and to others that he advised, and also even on his voicemails, would be, you can have it all. And I've always been like a person filled with positivity from a child, but then going into adult and learning a lot about life, then I sometimes would have my doubts and wonder, can we really have it all? And being a student of Norman Vincent Peale, been a student of Jesus Christ and God and, you know, the Holy Spirit, but being a student also of self-help gurus like Tony Robbins, Norman Vincent Peale, Tony Roberts, Les Brown, even Donald Trump, President-elect, you know. Sometimes, and they all preach you can have it all too, right? But sometimes, you know, sometimes we wonder, oh, can we really have it all? But I do have friends that tell me, hey, I did think it was possible. I do have it all. So being happy and healthy, having it all, even though regardless having it all doesn't mean you're immune to ups and downs and problems and situations, but it's just, you know, being grateful and appreciative of what you have, right? I don't mean to sound like I'm rambling on and on, but that's just something to think about as we set goals and recycle goals and as we spend time with our loved ones. On today, or if we're spending time alone, or if we're working or not working or volunteering, something to think about today as we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, also Hanukkah and the beginning of Kwanzaa and looking at the new year and saying goodbye either happily or sadly to 2016, right? Because I see some people have mixed feelings about 2016. Some people are like glad it's leaving. Some people want to hold on and really appreciate it. And, you know, we're all blessed to those of us that are above ground and breathing. You know, it's important for us to be appreciative, and I'm praying to see it. But I like, since I've been doing these test shows, I've been enjoying sharing what my reverend at the church that I am a member of and attend, Cathedral A.M. Zion Church in Jackson, Mississippi. Today, his sermon was called The Link, and it was regarding how throughout our life, everybody in situations are linked for a reason, that we have, you know, God, the God's purpose. And one thing that Reverend Gary said is, I am who I am because I have a story. See, we all have a story, and that's important. And it's important for us to see where everything is connected. And another interesting thing that Reverend Gary said is Lincoln. There are people in our lives that God intended in our lives, even the painful ones. So thank God, be thankful. And then he pointed out, love them and forgive them, you know? And that God never abandoned his plan in our life. And what causes our demise is what causes our hope. So I just wanted to share that with you all regarding what, and that was from Isaiah 9:6, the King James Version. And again, the sermon is called The Link, and it's from Gary D. Adams Sr. at Cathedral A.M.E. Zion Church in Jackson, Mississippi. So, African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church, for those of you that might want to know what A.M.E. means, and that's it. But I just wanted to share that, and he that was very interesting. And also, that's the theme of Crossroads Film Festival that I'm a part of. I've been a long time supporter for the past few years. I've been on hands. And so last year, I had to support from, you know, throughout social media because I was in Texas. I was in Texas, you know, from May, June to just this past October, returning to Mississippi once. That's my mother's birthday. But I'm on hands this year on the screening committee, planning committee, doing social media, and I am so honored to be the music video showcase coordinator, and I'm still planning the after party for that event. So we're in the midst of screening of the independent films that have been submitted, and also the music, the original song music videos from artists that are based in Mississippi and those that are like 3-hour drive from from Jackson, from Mississippi, the Madison, Mississippi area, like Memphis, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Montgomery, Alabama, and there's been some amazing artists that we've been in touch with and that have submitted videos. So the date for Crossroads Film Festival is in April, April the 6th to the 9th, and events are held in Jackson, Mississippi, and in Madison. It is the 18th anniversary also. 17, I mean, the, what was I about to say? I wanted to, before the show came on, I was watching the game, watching the Cavs and Golden State Warriors. So, I don't know what this, I know Golden State was ahead right before I came on air, and So I haven't watched any NFL today. I've been just enjoying the holiday, enjoying Christmas Day. Glad to be spending time with my mother. Even though last Christmas I enjoyed, I was working at Choctaw Casinos in Durant, Oklahoma, living in Texas. And it was wonderful working on that day at a casino because so many people is celebrated with their families at the casino. And so just shouting out all my friends in Durant and Texoma and Dallas and worldwide, my friends here in Jacktown, Mississippi, all across the world, all across the nation, my friends in Minneapolis and California, and looking forward to some of my friends being guests on the show also in the near future, some of my new friends and some of you that I will be becoming friends with that will come on the show and be the co-host and share your success stories and talk about important topics and situations that affect you and efforts that you're involved with. We'll have a different twist. The show started March 21st, 2011. Amazing topics we talk about, from UFO sightings, intimacy, can't wait for Belinda to return and talk about the products that she loved to market and answer intimacy questions because she's an intimacy advisor. And also to play new music and talk to some of the most amazing artists, underground and mainstream artists out there. So Clifford Shack Entertainment Reports is returning, but it's returning also better and improved, and I'm working on upgrading images and pictures and just the whole thing. And one thing about Blog Talk Radio, since I've been off the air, Blog Talk Radio has really, it was awesome from the beginning, but wow, it's amazing how Blog Talk Radio has really upgraded its system also. So it's really, really amazing what type of broadcast that we can produce. And so really, really looking forward to a great year. And thank you to those of you that have listened to the show, continue to listen and support the show. But definitely email me at KultureShockEnt, KultureShockEnt _Beth at yahoo.com. Again, the email address is KultureShock, KultureShockEnt _Beth at yahoo.com. Email me your press kits, your media kits, topic ideas that you want to talk about. It's an entertainment lifestyle show, so there's an array of topics that we can discuss, from current topics going on to ongoing subject matters, from beauty, fashion, politics. From the beginning, even though I'm a political enthusiast, many people know that know me, and those that know me through social media, I've been a political enthusiast since I was a little kid. And when I first started, I tried to stay away from politics, but how can we? You know, when I was in grade school, again, I discussed this last week, teachers will always say, three things you don't discuss, sex, politics, and religion. But seeing that those are always the hot topics, right? Right. So we cannot stay away from that if we're trying to unite and find solutions to problems or keep improving things, right? So I just wanted to say that. I'm not looking at any bullet points or anything. The only notes I had been working at are the notes from church, so I could have those words correct. But one thing about New Year's resolutions, back on that topic we were talking about from the beginning, really, what type of goals? Talk with me on Facebook, on Twitter. There's a Facebook page for Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, KultureShock, separate words, ENT, reports, REPORTZ. You can direct it. You can go to my personal page, or you can direct it, which would be great, to go to the Culture Shock Entertainment Reports page. And big shout out to my fellow Save Dallas friends and fans of the show. Dallas gets so, I'm just amazed at the response that Save Dallas campaign, not my page and the other pages out there. It's just amazing how strong the Save Ballots movement is still. It's still a movement. And I just can feel it, that we will see the return of Dallas. Hopefully we will see some talks begin, and hopefully we can see it. So I don't know anything. I'm just feeling it. Maybe we will see something. We know that fourth season was in the can and ready to be aired, but then the cancellation came, right? So hopefully. And much praise to the actors and actresses from that show, because they've been blessed to get other parts and star roles and other shows. So, but it also would be good to see the return of Dallas, you know, which I love from the original show to the TNT version. So, just a big shout out, because many of my fellow Dallas friends. Of the friends of the show, not just the city that I love, also, but have been wishing, been talking today and the past week and a couple weeks, and we've been having fun. Seem like I need a couple administrators because the responses have been so amazing to really help me manage the page so we can really do what needs to be done, you know, really, so we can get that show back on the air. But big shout out to my work fam and friends, and of course my church family and all of my prayer warriors out there in the world. We all have to stay in prayer, right? So thank you for the prayers you send my way. Thank you for appreciating me in your life. If only a social media friend, or also a friend in real life, also a person to person. But there are so many topics that we needed to talk about. Definitely shoot me an email or talk to me on Twitter, on Instagram, LinkedIn. Love networking on LinkedIn. LinkedIn, I'm Bethany C. Williams, entrepreneur. So definitely connect with me on LinkedIn. Also on Instagram, I'm Beth Entrepreneur. I had been hacked because my phone and my iPad had been stolen last year. So I also had to, create a lot of new things, new blogs and so on. So my new Tumblr page is BethEntrepreneur.tumblr.com. On Instagram, I'm BethEntrepreneur also. So definitely connect with me. YouTube.com/CultureShockInc. And again, the email is CultureShockInc, KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. Okay. Have you seen any good movies this weekend, this Christmas Day weekend? You guys know what I've seen, what I talked about, what I will go see last week. That's what I've seen. But definitely need to catch up on movies that are the picks for awards season. Definitely need to catch the new films that are out, like Fences, with screenings were like last night in some selected theaters, and it came out today on Christmas Day. So, but you all know what I did. Get a chance to see on Thursday night, and last my bones off. Why him? All star cast, and oh my God, if you really want to laugh, if you really like craziness, if you don't. The interview was crazy with James Franco. Oh, my God, why him? Just hilarious. I mean, the entire cast. So those of you who think I'm just going to go on and on about James Franco, as much as I love him, I mean, the whole cast, just hilarious, all-star cast. Just hilarious. Oh, my God. And for those of you that haven't seen it, I don't want to, tell what happened, but funny from beginning, literally beginning, and not to mention I did need to go to the restroom, but I held on throughout the whole film because I did not want to miss anything. So it was really funny from the beginning. I know TMI, too much info, but I literally did not want to miss anything because it was really that funny. And it really, if you like goofiness and craziness, you really will find it funny. It's good to see a funny holiday movie. And I am a sucker for romantic comedies anyway. So if you really love crazy romantic comedies, it's definitely for you. But then if you just like crazy story, I mean, it was really well put together film, well produced film, full of surprises, just hilarious. A lot of I can't believe that moments, you know. But then at the same time, when you watch the film, honestly, you can say, I know someone like that. I know someone like James Franco's character. I know someone like Bryan Cranston's character. I know someone like Megan's character. I mean, it's really, and Cedric the Entertainer. I mean, oh my God. I mean, just everyone was, I can't. And I really can't say because it was guest appearances. And if you've seen the movie, haven't seen the movie, I don't want to spoil anything. But if you really like to laugh at goofiness and craziness and also a quite familiar storyline, because many of us probably have been through a situation like that, or have heard of situations, or know someone that go through things like that. You can do it all the way, but it's crazy and it's funny and oh my God! But I'm going to stop rambling on that because I'm doing my best not to go into detail of like some of the surprises. But some of the surprises were like some of my favorite people, subject matters, and so on too. So that's what excited me, and I think I'm not alone when it comes to those favorites. They wouldn't have put that in the movie, right? Right, but definitely give it a thumbs up, really. And most reviews that I've seen have given it a thumbs up also, you know, from movie critics to everyday people and film lovers. So definitely check it out. For those that love crazy comedies, like Interview, and those like myself who love romantic comedies, and then not to mention many of our favorite actors and actresses are in the film also, and it's well produced with a good soundtrack too. So, you know, it's good to laugh and not, you know, nothing against serious films. I love serious films. I love thrillers and suspense thrillers and scary films and dramas, but then it's good to see just craziness with a good storyline too. And wondering, how is this going to end? Because I kept trying to figure out, okay, I wonder how this is really going to end. Why him? How is this really going to end? And you can't, and regardless of how crazy James Franco's character, Laird was, you can't help but like feel for the guy. You know? But I'll stop right there. But definitely check it out. And we have other films we need to check out too, right? Now, I need to catch up. And again, I need to check out new films because it's award season. And it's crazy when you haven't seen many of the films that have been nominated. So, again, we have been screening films for the Film Festival, Crossroads Film Festival. And so many independent films that my colleagues and peers and cohorts from the Crossroads Film Festival have been screening too for the Film Festival, and also videos, the original song videos. But definitely got to catch up on films and that I have been out for a while. And then, because I think the last film that I've seen before Wahin was The Accountant, which really surprised me. I love that film. It really surprised me, and that was a few months ago. So you see, I need to catch up on a lot, but I have been watching a lot of movies, but it's been independent films because we've been screening and choosing films and selecting films for the Crossroads Film Festival that will be in April, from April the 6th through the 9th. That's the festival with events again in Jackson, and the actual film festival happens in Madison, Mississippi. So I don't want the time to sneak up on me. But again, email. This is a test show, and it's audio version, audio mode only show. So, and I'm not looking at any bulletproofs or anything. So, but I know exactly what I would talk about. But email, Kultureshock Inc. kultureshockent_best@yahoo.com. That's the email. And also connect with me through our social media, okay? And also on Blog Talk Radio. You can send me messages on Blog Talk Radio. Just inbox my profile. And you can send me a message there also. So looking forward to, we'll do my best to produce a full-fledged show where you can chat and call in. Anybody want to call in and talk throughout the show, and we can talk about setting goals and New Year's and what we expect from 2017. We have an inauguration coming up, right? Next month, and I keep hearing stories that it's getting kind of hard for top-notch performers to get booked for the inauguration. I know there are some A-listers, even B-listers, that love our country enough to perform for the inauguration concert, right? Right? Honestly, you know. Still, what brings us together, our love for our country. I know, you all know I voted for Trump. You know, I would have been, but, you know, if Trump had not won, I would have been very happy to see Hillary as president, too, and Bill as the first guy. Oh, my God, that would have been amazing. But, you know, let's work together. We love this country. And let's make the inauguration, and let's respect our current president and his family, too. He said let's give President-elect Trump a chance. The president said that, President Obama. So let's do this. Do we love our country or not? You know, let's come together and do the best we can. You know, really, I mean, I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do, but we love our country. Let's try to improve our country and be vocal, because we are the people, and let's be vocal. The country is, I think, Trump is president, but he's choosing great leaders from all parties. He's working with Democrats. That's how America is it's ran by Republicans and Democrats. So why can't we work together? Let's try to prove that we're competent. America is the leading country of the free world, right? This is what I was taught when I was a little girl. I'm 48. And when I was a little girl, I always loved social studies and the studies of government, economics. The free enterprise system, economy, learning a lot about the economy have always interested me since I was a child. And I know it interests so many of you. Might have been your favorite topics, but that is the bottom line of America, right? The free enterprise system. Many countries do not run off of a free enterprise system. And not to mention back then, many items, many products had made in America, made in the USA when I was a little girl. That's when I remember 1976, the bicentennial year. You know, I was 1976, I'm 8 years old, seven. I was seven when it was bicentennial. You know, red, white, and blue. Made in America, you know. So time is running out for me broadcasting the show, and I want to extend into the extra minutes. But definitely schedule another show for New Year's Day. And maybe before, I might do another test show. But we'll definitely do my best to produce a full-fledged show. And, again, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a Happy Kwanzaa. And be safe and have a lot of fun wherever you decide to celebrate on New Year's Eve and on New Year's Day. Schedule another show for New Year's Day. Maybe before, but definitely next Sunday. And hopefully it'll be a full-fledged show where you can call in and chat with me in the chat room. But again, email at cultureshopinc@bethyahoo.com. Sending you much love and hugs and kisses to all listeners and supporters worldwide. God bless, and thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports live with Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Much love. Peace.